The federal government has issued a guiding statement to schools nationwide recommending they allow transgender students to use bathrooms and locker rooms consistent with their gender identities or risk losing federal funds. Model policies include those implemented by the Washoe County School District last year.
In our administrative regulation, we work with students to create an individualized plan for them based on what their parents and they and the school work together to come up with.
That's Catherine Loudon, District Director of Counseling. She says those individualized plans include strategies to make sure transgender students have access to their preferred restrooms and that others refer to them with the correct name and pronouns. Across the country, some politicians are saying they'll ignore the federal directive, calling it government overreach. Michelle Billman, Reno Public Radio News.